Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports
with Will.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports with Religion, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up, John Cena? Will, I mean?
Yeah, apparently John Cena tried to crash the show. But, you know, we're going to talk about sports entertainment a little later, as usual. Then lead off with a little baseball, pun intended, you know, talk a little Mets. And their series against the Marlins, then talk about Yankees, how they're doing. Talk a little bit about preseason football as we're this close to the regular season in the National Football League. And then... you know, we're going to talk sports entertainment, as usual, talk about what happened on Raw, SmackDown, and pretty much everything else. But, of course, folks, you know the deal. You know, give us a call at 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. And feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So, without further ado, let's talk about the Mets. I'm going to say something that you're going to be surprised about, my friend.
What?
The Mets are streaking now.
Wow.
They've won 7 of their last 8.
Wow.
I mean, I know it's too little too late. And they're still, and they're still 6 games under 500. So, I mean, that hasn't really amounted to anything or will lead to anything unless they could get this. If they could just win these 28 more games left in these series, who knows? But, you know, it is over. So,
well, at least they're doing better than the Yankees are doing right now.
So. Oh, and believe me, we're going to talk about the Yankees momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you want to get some stuff off your chest. So I'm going to, you know.
Okay.
Let you take the floor. But the Mets, they swept the Marlins today. Wright had an RBI single in the first, RBI ground out, I should say. And I'm going to tell you another thing that's shocking. Jason
wow.
Bay hit a grand slam in the first inning.
Wow, Jason Bay made a guest appearance today?
Exactly, he made a guest appearance. And before he, when I saw him, he was playing, I'm like, man, why the heck is this guy even in the lineup?
Wow.
And he shut me up. He shut me up, yeah. Good thing he was in the lineup today.
Guest appearance by Jason Bay, wow.
Yeah, he hit a ball to the right field off Mark Burley. It went over the 393 wall in right field.
Wow.
And that's all she wrote. Whatchamacallit? Chris Young, he improved to 4-7, went only 5 innings, allowed the one run. And Mark Burley, a man who, you know, who's thrown a no-hitter and a perfect game in his career with the White Sox, he didn't have it today. He fell, his record fell to 12-12. And another weird fact, so far in his career, he has never beat the Mets.
Right.
Mets is the only team in his career that he hasn't beaten yet.
Right.
Which is a weird stat too, because there's a few guys in history who actually beat every team. There's Al Leiter. There's Randy Johnson when he did it when he was with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin Brown also did it also as a Yankee too.
Right.
And Santana, he hasn't beat his twins. He had, one opportunity as a Met, but he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think he might face them next year. The Mets are going to face the AL Central, reportedly. So maybe he might get his opportunity there. But, yeah, it's a weird fact. And you can only accomplish this, you know, of course, if you're a journeyman pitcher, you bounce all over the place. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat every team in baseball if you spend your entire career with one team.
That's true.
But in any case, oh, what were you gonna say?
No, I said, wow, that's a great fact to know.
And Mark Burley wish he didn't come get out of bed today because after he gave up that home run on the replay, he didn't even turn around and look. he just kept walking towards the catcher. he didn't even bother looking. Jason Bay didn't know it was a home run, but Mark Burley definitely. Oh,
wasn't the Marlins supposed to be like? Well, wasn't Marlins supposed to win the division this year? They were making them out.
Yeah.
All those moves that they had in the offseason with Reyes and.
Oh yeah.
And these other guys and.
Absolutely, they got. I was just speaking to my father about that earlier today when I told him about the score. But pretty much the Marlins in the offseason pretty much got everybody I wanted the Mets to get. They got Mark Burley, who I thought would have been a good number two if Santana was healthy, you know, this year. They got Heath Bell, who pitched great with the Padres. He was a journeyman relief pitcher with the Mets in 06, bouncing up and down AAA. You know,
mm-hmm.
Shea, he just kept bouncing back and forth. But, with the Padres, he's I think he had two or three straight years that he led the league in saves, with like at least 40 saves or so.
Oh, really?
But good thing he didn't come to the Mets because he's been awful. I mean,
yeah.
Cishek is now the closer now. And, speaking of Cishek, yesterday Mets was being dominated by Josh Johnson, who's stop me if you heard this line before. He's a Met killer. I mean, this guy's like, I think, 8-1 against the Mets or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was dominating us 8 innings. What did Ozzie Guillen do? Went to the closer, Cishek. Cishek, man, he imploded. Mets scored like 3 or 4 runs in that inning. Mets was down like 3-2, and Mets was down 3-2, and then afterwards, Kelly Shopik, man, he had his biggest hit as a Met. He had a 2-run scoring double, but that ball went past the ball went past the center fielder trying to field the ball, and it went past him, and another run scored after that. So Mets were able to hold on to that lead, 5-3. Frank Francisco got the save there. He's pitched in his last 4 appearances, including today. He's had 4 straight 1-2-3 innings, which has been his Achilles heel, especially ever since he was a Met. So congratulations to him and the bullpen.
Yeah, I saw the ending of that game. You were kind of mad there last night because you were mad that Ike Davis was bunting.
Oh, yeah. What were you saying?
If he had bunted, you know, more ones could have scored, so that would actually help, possibly.
Yeah, but who's gonna knock in the runs? I mean, Wright was already up. I mean, Ike Davis and Wright and Duda, when he's, you know, on, I mean, those are the guys who are supposed to be the cleanup guys. I mean, sure, you're getting a great year out of Hairston. I don't remember if he played yesterday or if he played yesterday, but, you know, Duda, Wright, and Davis are the 3 cleanup guys that you expect to knock in those runs.
True, but then Mets got some hits after Davis bunted, so his bunted would have just helped, really. I mean,
you mean his attempted bunt, because he tried to bunt on the first pitch, but he later struck out on a high fastball.
Right, but he didn't get a productive out, so, you know.
No, he didn't. He definitely
did
not.
If he would have bunted, he would have helped.
I mean, I see your point, but, you know, I'm pretty much textbook, you know, on this. I mean, they're on the road. They're down. They were at that point. They were down by 2. So I mean, him bunting over. I mean, they don't need any outs. I mean, they need to try to get a rally going.
Right, but what if he hits the ball and then there's a double play? That could have been over.
Actually, it would have been 2 outs at that time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would have been a rally killer. But I mean, you know. At least he took the chance and tried to hit the ball instead of, you know, trying to, you know, bunt the guy over or just strike out looking. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you hit the ball you think you hit the ball well, but it's right at somebody.
Yep.
You know, it happens in baseball, unfortunately.
Right.
And now that you remind me, a couple of years ago, Mets had like 2 people on. Jeff Francoeur, he hits a ball and he hits into a game-ending double play against the Braves. Game-ending triple play, man. I mean, how many are those? to end the game.
It could happen.
You know, goodness.
That's rare, but, you know, it happened.
Yeah, I think this was like in 08 or 09 when this happened.
Oh, wow, really?
It was like, yeah. That was totally a Riley killer right there. But yeah, the Mets are looking good. You know, they beat the Astros.
Yep.
You know, in the weekend or this week or so, they face Marlins. The past weekend. Yeah, we were talking about the Astros. We beat the Astros, but they won the last game, I think. This week. We beat the Phillies 2 out of 3, and I don't remember what else happened. Then we face we face whatchamacallit, the Marlins. So I mean, we've been playing better, and this week coming up, we're gonna face St. Louis. We're gonna have some good young guys coming up. We got Colin McHugh, who made his major league debut like almost 2 weeks ago. He's going for his second start, and then you got Matt Harvey, who's been sensational. He had a great start his last outing. He improved to 3-3.
Right.
It's gonna be a great performance. And then of course you got R.A. Dickey, who won his 16th game just a couple of days ago. So he's gonna try to win his 17th, hopefully his next start. The Mets, I mean, they've been doing good. Even the bullpen's doing well.
Yeah, they're on fire, man.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, they didn't have a 12-13 mark, you know, right after the All-Star game. And also playing horrible, like I think, who were they, 7-13 in July? So, it's too little too late.
Yeah.
My only hope, they can just get some, you know, make some smart moves to make Mets into a contender, you know, in the near future.
Yep, that's it right there. In the near future, those are the words.
Yep. A lot sooner than later, but you know, you gotta believe.
But like I said, at least they've been playing better than the Yankees.
And you read my mind yet again. You know, switching gears to the team in the Bronx. Speaking of the Yankees, you know, they haven't been doing well, so I'm going to let you take the floor here.
Well, Yankees have been playing horrible baseball. They had a 10-game lead in July, and now it's all the way down to 2. And, you know, they have a 22-game stretch against, you know, their division rivals, the Orioles, Red Sox, Rays. And, you know, winning this series, this weekend series against the Orioles would have been good, but We end up losing 2 out of 3. You know, we lost a Friday game. Last night we came back and we won that game. But today, Hughes was on the mound and, you know, we're up 3-1. But in the 6th inning, he imploded, gave up a 3-run home run to Mark Reynolds, who's killed us this series. Mark Reynolds had his second home run game today. And, you know, the Yankees, they couldn't score any more runs. Yeah, they had a big 2-run blast by Chris Dickerson. Chris Dickerson, who was a call-up. He's one of the several September call-ups, and he was replacing Granison today in the lineup. But other than his home run and RBI single by Buescher, I mean, we couldn't really do anything against the pitching, and that's been the case, you know, for the last month or so. We can't even score. You know, we need Swisher, A-Rod, and Granison back because, you know, the offense is not looking good right now. So, Yankees, but they better get their act together or Orioles, Rays are going to win this division, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And trust me, as a Mets fan, I'm very familiar with Mark Reynolds. I mean, this guy, that first year, 09, you know, at Citi Field, he hit 4 home runs in a series. I mean, this guy got popped.
Yeah, the Yankees, they have to – we just have to get these – right now we're battling some injuries too, so maybe if we get some of these guys back, maybe it'll help us a little bit, but, you know, there's no excuse, you know. Still have to go out there, play your game, pitch well, hit, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the name of the game, and A-Rod should be coming back. But like you said, you have some injuries, you know, you better hope – you know, some of these guys come back and pitch to the play the way they're supposed to.
Yep, definitely. Let's hope so.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of the listeners would agree with that. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't want another 2008 where the Yankees don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they got to get their act together.
Yep. But, Will, there's a caller on the line. You want to take it?
Let's take it.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Hello, William. Hey, Macaulay.
Hey,
what's up?
Hello, all the fans out there.
What's going on?
You know, I didn't know which one was William and which one was McCauley. Just for a little while, you guys sound the same.
What? You said something about us sounding the same?
Yeah.
We're related. I found out we're related last night.
Huh? What did you guys say?
But what would you like? What's on your mind? You want to talk Mets, Yankees? Mets doing well lately. Yankees are a little falling out of it here, but you know.
I want to talk wrestling.
All right, yeah, but we were going to talk actually, we were going to go into that right now, actually. But, yeah, sure, what would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about Santino and his Cobra. They weren't friends, and then they became friends again on Santino's foreign exchange.
Yeah. Oh, right.
What do you guys think about
Cobra.
That?
Right, yeah, the Cobra and Santino hasn't been getting along ever since the Cobra has been smitten with Oksana, which led to Santino losing the U.S. title at SummerSlam.
The Cobra's acting really arrogant right now. The Cobra better chill out. Seriously.
The Cobra touched somebody's beard.
Yeah, Mike McGillicuddy. Who's Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig's real-life son.
Yeah.
And apparently there's rumors he's going to finally allow him to take on the Hennig name.
So Cobra sent Santino a text that he can't live without him.
You
should have known the Cobra could text.
I know. I guess that Cobra's a son of my gun.
The Cobra looked like he had a lady too, or a girlfriend.
Yeah, the Cobra's been like going after the girls lately.
The Cobra is
the
Fonzie, Black Fonzie, like William. but the Cobra got more game.
Guess who that I was gonna fight the Cobra.
William needs to get some pointers from the Cobra.
Who you talk to, Cobra? Well, the Cobra was gonna call in today, but the Cobra got a little speechless, so he's gonna call in next week.
All right.
Yeah, he's
finally, you guys will have more callers other than me.
What did she say? I didn't hear what she said. What did she say?
I said finally, you guys will have more callers other than me.
Yeah, well, maybe the Cobra should call in.
What do you think about the CM Punk and the CM Punk and Jerry Lawler feud?
Oh, that. What do I think about that? Didn't Jerry the King Lawler and him fight, and then Jerry the King Lawler lost?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
CM Punk is acting like his name. He's a punk.
Yeah, he's being mean.
Yeah, it's all about respect.
The best in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting a little tired with that. I mean, best in the world thing. I mean, come on, pipe that down a little bit. Getting a little too cocky.
Yeah, he is getting cocky. I mean, what do you expect? He's becoming a heel now.
Yeah.
Heel now.
He acts like Ike Turner, man.
Oh.
Say I'm the best in the world or else. You get slapped.
Oh, what was that last one?
Say I'm the best in the world or else you get slapped.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's acting crazy.
Yeah.
What about John Cena? What do you think about him?
Yeah, he's going to fight Cena. He's going to fight Punk at the Night of Champions.
John Cena came out to protect King. What did he do, Jack?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
I could kick Cena's ass. Anything else you have, caller?
Nope, nothing else. Great talking to you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Later.
Our biggest fan right there.
That's right. And Folks, you know the number. It's 917-388-4189. 917-388-4189. Know the deal. And the caller came in calling. Yeah, pretty much, you know, another good thing that we didn't touch upon was the Kane and Daniel Bryan anger management skit.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I just watched that.
Yeah, Kane was talking about, you know, his past stuff, you know, burying Undertaker alive twice and all this crazy stuff. It was hilarious.
That's funny.
I want to thank you, McCauley, for coming on.
No problem.
And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of The Legend. Next week, 45 more.